Frankie Flora is 9 years old. On this day in 2009, he was severely mauled by a relative's dog.
The bill is to help kids like me from having to go through what I did.
He was playing with his cousin's pit bull in the front yard when the attack occurred. He has undergone 28 surgeries after extensive damage to his head and face and has more surgeries ahead. He and his mother, Maria Flora, live in the town of Poughkeepsie, which is in the 41st Senate District, represented by Democrat Terry Gibson. Gibson, who is sponsoring Frankie Flora's law, says Maria Flora had approached him about the legislation.
Right now in New York State, if your dog bites someone and causes an injury, state law basically gives you a pass the first time. It's not until the second time that your dog causes an injury that the state laws that regulate dog bites and insurance laws that regulate dog bite injuries kick in.
Democratic Senators Neil Breslin and Ruben Diaz are co-sponsors of the bill, which amends the general obligations law in relation to the liability of owners for dog bites. Maria Flora has also been speaking with Senator Breslin for some time about such legislation, and Breslin introduced a similar measure last year to change the so-called one-bite rule. The bill unveiled Tuesday provides strict liability for medical costs resulting from a dog bite or bites, and it does allow exemptions for police work dogs and service dogs. The measure also allows additional financial recovery where it can be proven that the dog had dangerous or vicious propensities and the owner had knowledge of such propensities. Maria Flora says dog bite victims should be compensated when the dog inflicts injury the first time around. She also hopes the bill acts as a preventative measure.
I believe that it will have people think a little bit more on whether their dog needs obedience school, whether they need to walk their dog on a leash. I think, when there's accountability for, costs of medical expenses, then I just think that people will be a little bit more aware to get their dogs, the proper training and things like that.
Gibson points out that certain provisions already on the books will not change.
There are laws on the books right now that are very specific about what kind of medical coverage is available for dog bites and what kind of injury has to be there for that to happen. Whatever those specifics are will remain intact. They don't change.
What would change, he says, is they would come into force when the first dog bite occurs rather than upon the second bite from the same dog. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.